Today's reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat looks at a simmering dispute over roads in Kaka'ako. Reporter Marcel Honore is on the line with us. Morning.
Hey, Catherine. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Well, this story is one of those ones that just doesn't go away.
Yeah, this is kind of the latest step in this years-long battle over the control of these streets in Kaka'ako, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking just a handful of streets, but big problems, big headaches with a lot of the businesses in the area.
It's continuing to just, irk a lot of the business owners and tenants and visitors there. We're talking about streets like Kauai Hau, Kamen, Delani Wai, these streets that are owned by a private company, Kaka'ako Land Company, which is essentially two brothers, Cedric and Calvert Chun. And the latest in this issue is that HCDA, that's the Hawaii Community Development Authority, has taken the step of fining Kaka'ako Land Company $250,000. This fine just came down last week. It follows a previous notice of violation that landed at Kaka'ako Land Company in December. And so this is really the first time that the state is saying you guys are in violation, specifically because you were charging for parking and you were not keeping the roads up to standards that you would see in the city controlled roads, and that you need to pay up. So it's kind of the latest step to exert more pressure on this company as state officials look to take back these roads and the ownership and control of these roads and hand it off to the city.
So what do the brothers have to say about it?
Well, I reached out to the brothers and their attorneys. I didn't hear back yesterday, but I did get a letter that their attorney provided HCDA back in January, and it really lays out a lot of their thinking behind this. They consider the state law that this fine is based on to be unconstitutional. This is a law that was passed in 2018, introduced by House Speaker Scott Sike, and it basically looks to compel any owners of streets in Kaka'ako that are charging for parking to keep the roads up to city standards. Kaka'ako Land Company is saying it's unfairly targeting them. They're also basically calling HCDA hypocrites in that they had about a decade ago suggested that Kaka'ako Land Company should charge for some parking as a way to help keep homeless people from basically camping out in those areas. So they bring up kind of a list of issues in this January letter that basically says they don't consider this to be constitutional. And interestingly, there was an email that went out from HCDA to Psyche and other lawmakers saying that, hey, we fined these guys. And when we served them the fine, one of the brothers apparently just took it, took the order and threw it in the trash.
Right. Yeah. I did talk with HCDA yesterday as well, too. And I don't know if it was quite as dramatic as the way the email described it. But certainly, yes, that's something to watch. My understanding is that they have a time period either pay up or they could also ask for a contested case hearing, right?
Yeah, they have 30 days, a 30-day period in which they could petition for a contested case. So it's, there are some more steps that this would have to go through before their hands are really forced to pay that $250,000.
Okay, so we'll just have to stay tuned. Thanks a lot, yep. Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Monterey with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.